Hello there, and welcome to the episode of the Wellbeing Matters podcast with Sue and Gareth from Better 24/7.
Welcome, everyone.
Hello, Sue. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really good at the moment. Thank you.
You know what we're doing today?
What?
A film review.
Oh, we've got some pretty good stuff recently. To say we don't watch TV.
Well, we don't have a TV, do we?
Well, we
have a monitor.
We have a screen.
So we have the ability to download or watch movies on Netflix or Apple iTunes.
Yeah.
So this little film we're going to talk about, we actually purchased, which we don't often do. We don't often buy films.
No,
we just watch what's on Netflix.
We just splashed out, didn't we?
Splashed out all of I think it was £8.49.
£8.49.
But
Soft money, as you would
not
say.
Not soft money, as I would say. But this is a film we have wanted to watch for some time.
Since last
it's been up for 12 months, hasn't it?
I bet it's 12 months.
It's getting towards 12 months, and it's been talked about a lot. It's been on the internet a lot, especially on Facebook. It used to come up regularly. And it was released in cinemas earlier on this month. Actually, no, September.
They had one night, didn't they?
But before if people read the title to the podcast, they'll know what this is about. But for those that didn't really know, which you should know if you've read the title, is this is about a film called Game Changers. And this is a film that we've wanted to watch for some time, and it's kind of... I can't explain about where this fits into the genre of films. It's not action, you know. There's no kind of blood and gore and fighting.
It's a documentary.
It's a documentary, but it was directed by a very famous director of, if you like, proper films. So it's directed by James Cameron.
Did he do Titanic?
Yes.
I did.
But he's also very big into the environment, especially the oceans, because he was known for going down really deep in a submarine.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to cough, so let me just move this microphone away and have a bit of a. Goodness me, that's me chili and rice. I just stuck there in my gullet. But he's known for that, and he went down into this deep submersible many, many years ago. So Game Changers. So I suppose the obvious thing straight away is.
Did we like it?
Well, you know, the title is Game Changers. Do we think it's got the potential to be a game changer?
I think so. I think for people who are kind of on the fence, you know, not knowing which way to go when it comes to nutrition and diet, it could make a big difference, definitely.
Yeah, I've got to say, I think it's a very interesting film. The way it was filmed, you didn't feel like you were watching a boring documentary. It was really interesting. So I've actually pulled up the website here.
Remind us.
Well, we watched the film, and I think, but I wanted to mention some names that were in it, and also some of the cast, because it was actually the old. So we'll start off at the beginning.
Okay.
So we've been wanting to watch this for about 12 months. It's been mentioned, and there was even a point where I think they were questioning whether there was some funding to do it. You know, could we get it out at all? So I don't know how this project was financed, and clearly it must have cost a lot, because it is a great production. Cinematically, it's very good, but you kind of would expect that from James Cameron. But it kind of... shall I give the bit of the premise of what the film is about?
Go on then.
Okay. So, it's kind of narrated and it's starred in by a chap called... I've got to find him here because...
Was he a Navy SEAL?
Yeah, his name was James Wilkes. And he wasn't a Navy SEAL. Basically, James Wilkes was into... combat and fighting, and he used to teach special forces around the world how to do hand-to-hand combat.
Yeah.
So it's clearly an hard case. You know, very, very tough man, knows a lot about how to defend himself and attack people using his body. So he was employed to do that. And he got involved with MMA fighting, which is, for those that don't know, and I'm sure you don't know actually, it stands for mixed martial arts, which is that kind of sport where they get into an octagon and batter each other for as many rounds as it takes, and then they get tapped out.
It just looks like proper scrapping to me.
Hey, do you know, it's become really popular, and I don't know why. I've got to be honest, I've never been a big boxing fan. I do like that in martial arts, because I think they're very good for you on some level of
discipline.
But I think some of the fights can be quite gruesome. They wear quite little gloves, and there's a lot of kind of grappling, and some are mending some right bloody messes. Anyway, that's not what this is about. But James Wilkes... he was But he got injured. It's as simple as that. He was doing something and got injured. So it meant he couldn't train, or he couldn't do any of this training while he was injured.
He had these like metal
He'd done
rods
something really
on his
bad.
Bottom of his legs.
So while he was kind of rehabilitating or doing rehabilitation, he spent a lot of time. He wanted to know how he could speed up his rehabilitation. And he was watching things on the internet and he was reading things, and he found this report about the gladiators. So, you know, he's into fighting and training men to fight, and women, by the way, in special forces, in men and women he trains. But he was looking for the kind of elite fighting men of the ages gone by. And clearly the gladiators were amongst them. And then what he picked up from a report was that it was now proven that the gladiators ate a mainly plant-based diet.
When you say mainly plant-based?
I think there was some, basically was saying that they were the gladiator itself, the name came something like that, men that eat wheat or something. The whole thing around what they were eating was not what people thought. People thought to be strong, to be fit, big and all that, you needed to eat a lot of protein from animals. He proved, and this was done through bones had found and remains of gladiators that dug up and redone some kind of tests on, that the majority of their protein was coming from lentils and beans and grains, and that's where they were getting the diet from. So I think it's pretty safe to say now that the gladiators were eating that kind of food.
He were a bit taken aback, wasn't
he? He was taken aback, and I think that initially me was where they started. This was a guy that was looking for ways to get better quicker. He wanted to get back to doing his work, which was training people to fight, and he was looking for all the opportunities to improve that. So he started to see this thing that these tough gladiators, you know, very, very hard, trained fighting men, were eating these substances, which, quite frankly, he found strange. So he did some more research. So that's basically where the film kind of starts off. One thing I will say about the film is it's one of those films I think anybody could watch. You don't need to have an interest in whether you want to be vegetarian, vegan or whatever. If you're interested in sport or anything like that, this film kind of ticks those boxes as well. Because he very quickly started then to look in further into who else may eat this way. And the film introduced you to some quite interesting characters, doesn't it? Some well-known ones and maybe some less well-known ones. But should we mention some of the names?
Yeah, you'll have to refresh my memory. I'm not right good.
Well, the people that appeared in it, and there are two which for me were very significant. One was a guy that I've never heard of before, and a guy with an amazing set of mutton chops. He doesn't have a full beard, he has these big mutton chops.
Oh, is he the strongest man in the
strongest
world?
Strongest man in the world. Now, again, we have to qualify what that meant. He's got a record for carrying the most amount of distance on his shoulders on something called a yoke.
Yeah.
For so far, he's got the world record for that. Or he had at the time of filming this. I don't know whether that's still the case. His name is Patrick. I'm going to try to pronounce this, but it's Patrick Babumain.
Okay.
Or Babumain. But anyway, if you look at him, and certainly if you Google Game Changers, his name will come up. So this guy was huge, incredibly strong, and he's completely and utterly plant-based. What he eats is plants. He eats no animal protein whatsoever, yet he's the strongest man on the planet. In that particular discipline of carrying this yoke for so many metres or yards. And there was an interesting bit, which they do use in the advertisement of the film, when they talk about, you know, somebody comes up to him and says, you know, how can you be as strong as an ox when you don't eat meat? Mm. And he says, have you ever seen an ox eating meat? And it was a really kind of tying, not tying, what's I'm looking for? That had a big impact on me, because that kind of makes sense. We think of an ox as a really strong, muscular animal, which they are. And yeah, they don't eat meat.
And gorillas.
Talked about gorillas as well, didn't he?
Yeah, they don't eat meat.
So this was one of the guys that was in, I think, that was quite impressive. But there were two famous people in there, one of which I was particularly interested in learning about. I have to say, I'm a bit disappointed.
It was on for about 3 seconds.
It wasn't right long. It was Lewis Hamilton, the Formula One racing driver, because he said he's in Game Changers. And literally, there was him kind of with a bit of a montage of him driving his motor car saying, yeah, when I stopped eating meat, everything got better.
Yeah.
Which is good. But the one I thought was really interesting was Arnold Schwarzenegger. And
I think it's Schwarzenegger.
Schwarzenegger, I don't know, Arnie, I'll be back. And he was on for quite a bit, and he was talking about how he went from eating all the stuff bodybuilders should have eaten, steak and loads of eggs and all this, into completely plant-based.
I don't know if he is completely plant-based.
He's majority of it is. I would say he's more... if you listen to him, there's actually not on the Game Changers, but there are a lot of kind of things on the internet now, if you Google it, where these kind of people have sort of said to him, oh, you're not proper vegetarian, you're not proper vegan. Mm. But do you know why he did that, by the way? I didn't know this.
No.
I think it was to do with the fact he had a heart condition. And he found that he needed to change something. I think he had a lot of problem with his cholesterol.
Mm.
And I think he had some heart problems. He's not a young man anymore. It's not like he's a teenager. And he says that since he's changed to a mainly plant-based diet, we'll say, things have got better for him. And he did talk there about people being conned.
By marketers. Real men.
Real
men eat meat.
And what was even more interesting, and it did highlight it in the film, was back in the 50s, 40s, 50s, 60s, the marketeers, everything was sponsored by tobacco companies. And then they realised it was making people poorly. So the idea was that, you know, real men smoke Marlboro, you know, and the rich, smooth taste of Virginia tobacco.
Was there something like most doctors?
Yeah,
70% of doctors smoke
this brand. And what ended up happening is they ended up stopping that. They realised it wasn't good. And he says, really, what happened then is people start selling meat in exactly the same way that they sell the tobacco, by making it manly to eat meat. So if you think about it, and it's when people do highlight this, it does become obvious. Whenever you see pictures of barbecues, it's always some bloke there, isn't it, with his pinny on and he's cooking his meat. And there's, you know, especially in America. And again, this film was actually the guy himself who talked about James Wilkes is British. But a lot of the people on there were American. And this whole idea that kind of a lot of the advertisers were showing like burger chains with like these double whopper, crazy big things, you know, real men, you feel like a real man eating this. And he says they were doing the same thing with meat that they were with tobacco. Exactly the same marketing technique, aiming it at a certain demographic, aiming it at specifically at men, to be more manly by eating steak. And Schwarzenegger said it's just marketing.
So, do women that eat loads of meat, are they quite manly?
I've often found that, well, you know me. I mean, shall we mention the story about when we went to a steakhouse together?
If you
way back in the day. Well, do you relate it, or have you forgot it?
We went to this, I don't know what it was, steakhouse.
It's called the Ryder Arms. It's in a place called Caird, which is outside York.
Gareth used to go on, and you were like, you know, telling me about his prowess around eating steak, and he could out-eat people and this, that and the other. And we went to this steak place, which for all the hype was kind of quite ordinary, really.
Well, I thought it was fantastic. So let's agree to disagree on that point. I like the Ryder Arms.
And did you get like a double sirloin or something?
No, I got a giant T-bone.
That shows you what I can remember.
Was 36 ounce T-bone steak.
What I could never understand was why eating loads of meat were kind of something to be proud of.
Well, you can see now, because I've been marketed to by these clever people, and I thought it was.
And it's like, I can eat all this meat, and that bloke on that table, he's, you know, he can't eat as much meat as me. I thought, this is all a little bit strange.
I think it is, I'm not saying it's every man, but it's a man thing. We've been taught, men eat meat, men cook on barbecues. You know, we have big chops, we have big meats, lots of sausages, full English breakfast. So I have to say that what was interesting was when I learned about that marketing, I realised I'd been marketed to. And there was an element of kind of masculinity, or my masculinity, attached to eating meat.
Didn't we? We once went to a carry as well, and all you blokes had a competition to see who could eat the most.
We had an eating competition. There were me and Dan and Gary, I think, and Gary's son. Gary's son didn't fare well, did he?
No.
He bailed out after about four mouthfuls.
Yeah, because he's probably a bit more sensible.
What it shows me is that there is an element of masculinity bravado attached to eating meat and how much we eat. And I don't know where it came from, but I know I always had it.
Well, it was a marketing ploy. You know, how can we get people to eat meat?
But it's also this thing that why I liked this, and I suppose I have to say everything about this film I kind of got. I'm not saying this because we are now plant-based. I thought it was cleverly produced. And everybody were talking, was saying the same thing. Nobody was saying you shouldn't eat meat. No one said you shouldn't. It wasn't like you'd been having a finger wagged at you, like you were bad for doing it. They were just relating some facts. And crucially, they were using sports performance based on people that had got better at the performance as a way to say this is what could happen.
Who was the female cyclist?
Right, that is a lady called Dotsie.
Dotsie
Bausch. I don't know. I'm reading a mail off the internet. On the
she
Game
was
Changers
interesting
cast.
Because she put down the fact that she'd gone onto a plant-based diet for the longevity of her career.
She was in her 40s,
wasn't
she?
Was she one of the oldest people?
She was the oldest person to win an Olympic medal in her discipline.
Yeah.
And she was a cyclist. And
was she 40 or something?
Yeah, I thought that 40s.
But she said when she changed, she thought she didn't think she'd survive. She thought that she
Well, that was,
able,
again, one of the hooks into the advertising.
And she said
it.
She just thrived. She became like a machine.
And there was another lady there, and I mean, she was much younger. She was a runner. I think she's Australian, called Morgan Mitchell. Yeah, Mitchell's a pretty Australian name. And she was a runner. And again, she put her improved performance down to going on the or eating plant-based.
Mm.
The interesting thing with me is, as a Formula One fan, I saw Lewis Hamilton's driving change, and I remember people passing the comment, oh, he's gone vegan. You know, what a silly thing to do halfway through a season. You know, he won't be able to cope with that car, and his energy levels won't be right. And he's been amazing. From that point of him going onto that diet, I saw a difference in his driving. He's supreme. I mean, he really, really is.
I mean, I think one of the producers was the tennis player, Djokovic, and he was in the trailer, but he wasn't in the film.
Well, I'm going to tell you now if they're in this.
Because his story was, he was failing, wasn't he, and getting beaten, and he couldn't cope with the weather, the heat, and he changed his diet, and then, of course, we all know that he came back and became a champion again.
Well, that's interesting because he wasn't mentioned, he's not even mentioned in the list of cast or anything, so I don't know how that fits in. But yes, you mentioned him first off, because Djokovic, again, Djokovic was I remember Djokovic being, because you remember his name, it's quite a strange name.
Is he, where does he come from?
Yugoslavia. And all of a sudden he went from being a nobody that nobody had really heard of into being like the best tennis player that could not be beaten. And the interesting thing about watching Djokovic play is when he gets into 4 and 5 set games, long games of tennis in the Masters?
Majors? Masters? I don't know. Be careful what you're saying.
Well, anybody who watches tennis will know, but those Grand Slams.
Grand Slams.
Or the Slams in the call. The thing with him is he had such an immense amount of endurance. In all cases, he just beat his people on that, but a great tennis player. But back to some of this cast, there was obviously Schwarzenegger, we know he's a bodybuilder. There was this Patrick Boomerang.
Mutton Chops.
He did a lot with the lifting the weights. There was the cyclist, Dotsie, and then the runner, Morgan. There's also a couple of other people mentioned. One of the guys was a guy called Kendrick Farris, and he was a weightlifter in the Olympics.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And who was the long-distance runner?
The long-distance runner was Scott Jurek.
He broke some records.
He broke some records. And again, people said, you know, you're going to be fueled by this. It won't work. You're going to be they were concerned about him. And he did the Appalachian Trail.
Yeah.
And he broke the record for completing the Appalachian Trail. And again, I mean, I think we've seen a video on that, quite an amazing story in its own right. But I didn't realise when he was doing that, when we watched that documentary on the trail, that it was about he ate plant-based. I didn't realise that.
And the guy who trained James.
Yes.
That old guy. Well, I shouldn't say old guy. Was he 70?
He was not young. I can't find him on here.
But he had an amazing physique.
And it didn't come out because James said.
For years
he didn't know. He didn't know he was. Then he just came out, he ate plant-based. And then there was another guy, I think his name's Byron Jennings, and he was a boxer and quite an up-and-coming boxer, again, plant-based. I think, you know, to review the film, it would be wrong to say that, firstly, this is not something that I think had a lot of thought put into it. I think a lot of thought went into how it was filmed, who they filmed, and also the music they used. It was quite a pumped up, hypey film. Mm. I've got to say, I did read some reviews on it, and not all were favourable. I have to say some of the non-favourable ones were female.
Oh, really? Oh, because they said there wasn't enough females.
No, it was still a little bit kind of, you know, testosterone-fueled boys.
Oh, you kind see, of I like stuff. That kind of stuff.
I think it was unfair, and I can kind of see why I had to say, I thought some of the people that maybe passed these comments were what I call stereotypical vegans.
Okay.
Didn't like all this all butch stuff. It's not enough love and light for them. You know, this talk, because there was one section in it, and we will mention it, which is they took three college kids.
Oh, yeah.
And it was quite amusing because it was kind of one of them things where they cut these three boys and they basically wanted to judge the kind of response sexually to eating plants. So what they did is they had to wear this contraption
wrapped around
their penis, which basically kind of
went to a machine that was
strapped to the leg, and it worked out how many times in the night these young men had erections
and how hard
they were and for how long.
Yeah.
And they did two tests, one when they'd eaten meat, and then they did it that night, and then the night after they had plant-based.
Mm-hmm.
And the results of the plant-based were significantly different in a positive mm-hmm. way.
Yeah.
And it kind of had these three lads chuckling, didn't it, in the background, you know, like kind of like little schoolboys, because they looked just as embarrassed as probably anybody who might have been watching it with their children might have been. I could imagine watching Game Changers and you've got like a 12, 14-year-old son or with you, and you're watching that with your mum and dad. That kind of five minutes would have been.
Next day they ask for loads of broccoli.
Yeah, give me some broccoli, Mum. Give me some of that carrots. But I thought the film was well produced. I thought the music was good. I really enjoyed it. And it's one of those films that I think has got the potential to get people to think differently. I think it is a game changer, is what I'm saying. I think the title is good, and I think it can change the game for some people. Interestingly, my son, now you know George.
Yeah.
And now he's not massively into his veg in any way, shape or form.
I've never seen him eat any.
I've never seen. Well, he occasionally will have broccoli. But really? The thing is, let's be honest, he's not got the best of diets.
No.
He does a lot of kind of junk food, as a lot of young men and young women do these days. But he approached me a while ago and says, Dad, I might go plant-based like you. I says, what? I says, where's that come from? He says, did you know Arnold Schwarzenegger eats plants?
But he probably didn't eat plants when he was Mr. Universe or whatever.
Well, he did. Well, let's not tell George that. Because the reality is what he's kind of saying is that it's proven now, obviously you can't judge it with Arnie, but you can see these bodybuilders that were on there and the boxer, they've got great bodies and they are just eating plants. But the interesting thing that came because George saw the trailer for Game Changers. And because of the music, and there's one particular song. In fact, I have it on my iPhone. And because I know people online, especially people that monitor this kind of stuff, don't like you sharing stuff you're not meant to. I'll tell you what the name of it is. It's called, who sings it? This doesn't work well saying no when you're talking on a thing, does it? Right, it's by Tyrone Briggs and it's called Victorious. And it's a great song. It's a right upbeat song. And I listen to it when I'm running. So that was kind of the song that ran through the programme. It's one that they use when they're advertising it. So I think for me, they had this hook of a great song, which were kind of powerful and made you feel good. And they had these people talking about stuff that were famous and well known. Anything come out that you think that you'd learn? Did you learn anything from watching the program that you didn't already know, or was it more of a kind of a, it just galvanized your thinking?
Yeah, it just kind of made me happier to be eating the way that I do. I don't think there's any, I like when people speak about their experience. And there was a lot of doctors on there who agreed. You know, you're always going to get people that disagree and agree. There just seems to be a lot of positive, a lot of positivity around it. I was reading today, you know, there's something like 30% of the population are now looking, you know, to becoming plant-based or part plant-based. It's really taking off. And I like that, and I don't really talk about it much outside the house because, first of all, I'm not very preachy, but secondly, unless anybody asks me, I don't really discuss it with them. But I know from my experience, I feel better to see people at the top of the game eating that way. It's just great. I think it's just great.
Yeah, one of the things I found really interesting was the bit they did with the firemen, because one of the sections was there's a guy that, the reason we got into all this in the first place, I mean, we're talking about specifically about the film / documentary Game Changers, but I got into watching a film called Forks Over Knives, and it's all over Netflix. It's quite famous. And one of the guys in there is a guy called Ethelstein, and I think it's Caldwell Ethelstein. He's the guy that wrote the book.
No, Colin somebody or other. He's got a different name.
No. Ethelstein is the one that did Knives Over, that wrote the book, Knives Over Forks. There were two of them. There were him and somebody else. But his son, Rip Ethelstein, took on this project with some New York firefighters.
Oh, and he asked him what the biggest danger... Killer.
Well, the biggest killer of firemen in America is heart attacks. On the job. It's not getting burnt or getting injured. It's to do with heart attacks because of the fitness. So they took this entire division, or whatever you call them across there in America, the firemen, and he put them all on a plant-based diet for, 7 days? Or it wasn't a long period of time.
No.
And beforehand, they did all the checks, the blood, the cholesterol,
the weight
and all that. And every single one of them had improvements in all those aspects of their health.
Massive
improvement.
Literally a week. Some of them had lost, like, a stone.
Staggering. It was just staggering how there was that difference made. And also the woman that were cooking for her husband.
Was he a basketball?
An American footballer. Yeah. So the American footballer, an NFL player, and he was plant based. And he found his wife was being asked, "Can you send some of that food in that we give to your husband?" Because he was plant based.
She sent him food over because she said otherwise he won't get anything to eat.
And then all the team started eating it, mm-hmm. and they did get to something. They got to the playoffs or whatever it was. So for me, there was a lot of evidence of some really good things happening in the world of sport and exercise and physical fitness. Now, I suppose if you're not into sport and health and physical fitness, you could kind of say, well, what's the program got to do with me? I would say to that, these people have to be incredibly fit to do what they do. Even someone like Lewis Hamilton, people say, well, he only drives around in a car. Well, it's not quite as simple as that. You know, handling a machine that goes at 220 miles an hour around bends and has got no power steering for an hour and a half takes a lot of physical endurance. But everybody else, they were in sports that required extreme physical performance. So if they're eating like that to keep to that level, if we eat like that as normal human beings that just have a normal life with normal amounts of exercise, it's clearly got to improve our performance as well. I concur. You're playing your hair for?
I don't know.
Yeah. My sinus little office again tonight. It's quite cosy, isn't it? I bought a new heater for it. Do you like it? It's a bit bright, isn't it?
It's burning my retinas.
It's not... I didn't expect it that bright. It's because it's halogen.
So, the game changes. The game all changes. In all, I think it's a good watch. I would definitely recommend
you
it.
You have to watch it if you've even the slightest interest in considering what plant-based might be like. And I will say this, if you've got an issue with the typical, stereotypical vegetarian and vegan, listen, I agree with you. I don't get them much myself either. This will change your view on what people that eat plants maybe look like and behave like. I do think it's a great program, especially for men, because I think men will really get it. And yeah, I think you should give it a watch. It's coming to Netflix.
Cool.
So if you've got a Netflix account, it's coming to Netflix, I believe, in October this year, October 2019. And it is available now on Apple iTunes. You should give it a watch. And at least listen to what they're saying. We were talking about this before we started this podcast. You can disagree with some of the things we talk around eating more plants, but there are two big factors involved here. One is it will absolutely improve your health to some degree. We know that through our own experience. And secondly, it's very good for the planet. So although Better 24/7, we're not just saying what we do is all about eating plants. It's to do with protecting the planet. It's one of our big three. It's very important. And eating less red meat has got the potential to help our planet in a very kind of positive way. So that's why we've talked about it today, because we are completely plant-based now, aren't we?
We are.
In fact, we just consumed a beautiful plant-based chili.
With rice and some banana bread.
That was the best rice you've ever tasted.
Quite a lot of banana bread.
There's no eggs, there's no dairy in it, there's very little sugar in it. That's not an unhealthy way
sounds
to...
Sounds really horrible.
You'd have to taste it. This is the thing, you've got to taste it. So what I would say is I would watch this if you're even slightly interested. I have to think, if depending on when people are listening to this, it's a good time now, is this time of year, to consider maybe thinking about what you do in January. I know it sounds a long time off, but Veganuary is one of the easiest times to try plant-based, because every restaurant's kind of got something on in January. So if you listen to this, and obviously it's before January, you can do it after January if you're listening to it in weeks' time.
Cancer Research, which I think it's a UK charity, they're doing a one-month challenge.
In that November?
I think that's in November.
Go vegan in November?
Yeah.
That's got some stickers, that online.
I know.
I'm sorry, I think we have to learn... We have found by eating plant-based, by removing the meat from our diet, by eating no dairy, I have never felt fit in my adult life. I was saying this to you last night. I have never felt as fit as I feel now. This morning, I went out and took a client stroke, chum of mine, out for a 10-mile run. You know, I've never been fitter. I put that down 100%. The level of my fitness has improved because of eating plants.
Well, let's not get off onto one about eating plants. It was about the
watch
film.
The Game Changers. Give it a look. I think it's really interesting. And yeah, any thoughts you've got on the Game Changers, drop us an email. If you go to better247.com, you can have the contact section there. And it would be interesting if anybody has watched it, what their view was. So, like with any film review, so we have to give it marks out of 5.
Why
stars? Because they always have stars.
Oh, stars. 5 stars.
So what are we going to give it?
Well, I'd say... Oh, I don't know. I always say... My dad used to say 9 out of 10 notes perfect. So I'd have said 4.5.
Where did the half go?
I don't know.
I'm going to give it a big smacking 5 out of 5. I think it's for now. I think people will get it. I think it's got the potential to change a lot of people's lives in a positive way. It's right in line with what we talk about at Better 24/7. So I'm going to give it a 5. Never mind going to watch you whatever Downtown Abbey film or the latest Rambo, Last Blood, First Blood, I don't know, Red Blood, whatever it's called. Get yourself a bit of an investment on iTunes or when it comes onto Netflix. Watch this film. It will prick your ears up and give you some thoughts you might not have had. And who knows, in another 3 or 4 months' time after watching it, you too might be a supreme athlete, jacked on plants, carrying more than 10 times your own body weight, 30 yards attached to your neck. There you go, film review. I mean, we've never done a film review, have we?
No, because we don't. Mind you, you've spent your entire life watching films.
Oh, I like films, but it's a good one. Right, well, listen, thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed it. If you have any questions, do let us know. If you don't already subscribe to the podcast, please consider doing so. And we'll be back with another podcast. What's the next one? What's our next episode about?
Who knows?
We're going to talk about aspirations in the next one.
Aspirations?
We're going to talk about aspirations and how that affects people in later life. So we're going to talk more about aspirations in the next one. I wanted to talk
later
about
later life.
That. You know, when people get into the sort of the 50s and they start to let their health drip and they don't do the things they want to do because they think they're too old, we need to get them aspirations raised. So if you are somebody in that 40-plus category who maybe thinks it's all over and that's end of game,
it's
and you can't appreciate anything, can't do anything in your life or achieve anything, let me tell you, you're wrong. We'll talk about that in the next podcast.
You know, like we used to say, 40 is the new 30.
Yeah.
And then it were 50s a new 40.
Yeah.
We'll be getting to the point where it'll be 80s a new 40. Look at Cher.
Thank you, Susan. Look at Cher. There's more plastic on Cher than a bloody Barbie doll.
Look at Cher's mother.
Is Cher's mother still alive?
Yeah.
There's you telling me we're drifting. We're supposed to be ending this podcast and you're going on about Cher and her mother.
Okay.
Mummy Cher. Mama Cher. Anyway, thank you once again. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in, and we'll speak to you in the next podcast. Until then,
goodbye.
Take care.